Asia Graham enlisted in the Army right out of high school to follow in her father's footsteps. Her mother, Nicole Graham, says he served for 23 years. After his death, Asia wanted to take care of her mother.
She joined the military to make me her dependent. I was living in a trailer, roach infested, no heat, really, really bad situation.
Graham says her daughter was full of pride and excitement at basic training, but her mood changed dramatically about a month after she arrived at Fort Bliss in December 2019.
Then she begged her brother to come live with her, and she didn't want to be alone.
Basically, from the first day that I got here, I kind of noticed that my sister's glow was not the same.
Anthony Graham says when he moved to El Paso a few months later, Asia confided in him that she'd been sexually assaulted.
When she told me, like, I just cried.
Fort Bliss began a criminal investigation into the sexual assault on June 1st last year. According to the Army, it happened immediately after Graham reported she was sexually assaulted by fellow soldier Christian Alvarado. But her brother says Graham first reported the sexual assault in February.
How is it that we wait from February to June to first sign the paperwork in order to get this rape started, like the case started?
That's the same question Amy Frank is asking. She's the founder of Never Alone, an organization that works with victims of sexual assault in the military.
We have Asia's cell phone. We have text messages from her that where she says that she reported it to her chain of command in February.
I asked Fort Bliss about the contradictory timelines. In an email, a spokesperson said there's an investigation into the claim by a third party that Private Graham reported the attack earlier than records show, and to a squad leader, not a commander. There are also questions about what happened afterwards. Graham had moved into an El Paso apartment with her brother, but was ordered back to the barracks. Junior soldiers are not allowed to live off base unless married.
She was forced to stay in her barracks, where her rapist was two doors down.
Asia Graham was found dead in her barracks room on New Year's Eve, almost exactly a year after the sexual assault happened. Recently, the Army released findings of an autopsy showing the cause of death as an accidental drug overdose, a mix of fentanyl and synthetic marijuana.
She had to see her assailant every day, and as a result, it drove her further down.
That's retired Colonel Wes Martin. He's combated sexual assault in the military since the 1990s. He says a climate of tolerance at Fort Bliss resulted in the soldier who sexually assaulted Graham also claiming other victims.
He was a serial predator. He was a serial rapist. And he would continue to be a serial rapist if it wasn't for the fact that he's now on his way probably to Fort Leavenworth.
The military prison. Martin says Fort Bliss failed Asia Graham.
She was betrayed twice. She was betrayed by Alvarado, and she was betrayed by her chain of command.
Alvarado was sentenced on June 18th. The same day, the RAND Corporation released a study listing the five Army installations where women are at highest risk for sexual assault. Fort Bliss was second from the top.
Hello, team. Iron 6 here. I'd like to take a few minutes to talk to you about Operation Ironclad.
In February, the new commander at Fort Bliss, General Sean Bernabe, announced a new initiative.
Despite previous efforts, we still see this corrosive, these destructive behaviors of sexual harassment, sexual assault in our squads, in our barracks, and on our installation. This fratricide is absolutely unacceptable.
Amy Frank with Never Alone says those in the chain of command need to be held accountable.
We are calling for commanders that violate federal law and do not report rapes to the Criminal Investigation Authority, that they are court-martialed.
During sentencing at Alvarado's court-martial, the Graham family gave victim impact statements. 22-year-old Anthony Graham looks remarkably like his sister.
I even shaved my face so I can resemble her, just so when I'm speaking this in court, the judge will be like, oh, that looks like Asia.
He told the judge he watched his happy sister turn into a soul trapped in darkness. Nicole Graham, in our interview, repeated what she told the judge about the recruiter who visited her at home to get permission for her 18-year-old daughter to enlist in the Army.
He told me that Asia is gonna be taken care of, that she's joining a family. He didn't tell me I'm gonna get her back in a box with a flag on it. Nobody told me that, and she didn't even go to war.
Private Asia Graham accomplished her personal mission of taking care of her mother. Nicole Graham moved out of the trailer and is now living in a house paid for by Asia's death benefits. I'm Angela Kocherigan, El Paso.